So, I want to ask you about, is her name Akane?
Akane, yes.
Akane? She lives where? This is your granddaughter.
Yes.
And where does she live?
Now she lives in Hanoi, Vietnam.
She lives in Hanoi, Vietnam. And she had a disease back in September and October.
Right.
Kawasaki disease. Now, we Americans on this side of the water, we think of Kawasaki, that's a model of a motorcycle.
Right.
But you're saying that that is a, or maybe a make.
Name of the doctor. It's from.
Okay, so it's actually a doctor who discovered this disease.
Right, exactly.
So as you're getting started with your lesson sermon this morning, I wish you'd talk a little bit about how your granddaughter is doing.
Okay.
And then, what did I tell you, 10:35 be just fine. So whatever you see back on that clock, just holler at me. I'll be around. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much,
thank
Robert
Maynard. I just want to say thank you very much for praying for my granddaughter, Akane. Actually, she got sick about 6 months ago, and she just could not drink, could not eat. Nothing. Had a high fever and her face became red. So we thought she got a flu or something. But when we went to the doctors, and the doctor said she was diagnosed with a Kawasaki disease, that is a kind of infection of blood tube. And doctor said the condition is really, really bad. So about one day, whole 24 hours, she had steroid treatment. And gradually, she's getting better, but still, she was unconscious. And finally, doctor said, she needs to stay in the hospital for 3 weeks, more than 3 weeks. And everything's getting better, it's fine, but still the danger of death. And just we worry about it, and we wrote a letter to our friends and also here at Liberian Baptist. And people prayed for her, grandchildren. And finally, we found out within 2 weeks, she was discharged from the hospital. And now she's doing fine and nothing wrong with her. And she went back to Vietnam. This is also the power of prayers. And I'm so glad I can say that. Well, you can take it granted for being a Christian and going to church schools in the U.S., but every country is not like here in the U.S. Japan is a Buddhist country and difficult even to maintain the Christian faith, because some Buddhist families persecute sometimes. So today, I'd like to share something about Japan and my testimony and why Japan. For the first session, you already had a mission trip to Mexico, but now I'm going to take you to a mission trip to Japan. Don't worry, it takes only 15 hours flight from Charlotte to Tokyo. So first of all, I'd like to show you the video, and you will know what Japan is like.
Japan is a country richly endowed with natural beauty and resources. From its coastal waters filled with abundant life and age-old treasures, to its urban centers that give birth to the technologies of the future, from meticulous gardens groomed by gifted artisans, to lush tree-covered mountains crafted by the Creator himself, from steamy hot springs that bubble and boil from the Earth's core, to majestic snow-covered peaks that inspire wonder and awe. Fascinating creatures, beautiful people, beneath a canopy of nature. Working in harmony, they all bring glory to the Creator. O God, we give you all glory and honor for the wonderful works of your hand displayed throughout the islands of Japan. And we ask for your continued blessings and guidance for those who call this land home. You breathe power into the wind, and the oceans move at your command. The earth trembles at your voice. Be merciful, Lord, to this country that has endured tremendous loss in the wake of volcanoes and tsunamis. Be their shield and defender, providing them protection against natural disasters and political foes that aim to destroy. Be their refuge and strength in times of need. May the leaders of this nation respond to your still, small voice, calling them to be ambassadors of peace and truth from their unique position as leaders in the global marketplace. Over 100 million people, intelligent, creative, respectful, lovers of beauty who crave harmony, each one created in the image of God. From sleepy fishing villages to bustling urban centers that move at lightning speed, the enemy seeks to use the challenges of these difficult economic times to erode the human spirit. Families are being destroyed. Precious lives are being lost. Japan's suicide rate is among the world's highest, and it continues to rise. Government agencies recorded over 2,500 Japanese suicides in 1 month alone. Today, right now, we lift our voices to you, O God, on behalf of those who have not yet found their own voice. We implore you, most merciful Father, incline your message of hope and eternal salvation to fall on the ears of all who each and every day help this nation to be still and know that you are God, able and willing to meet the needs of all who call on your name. In this land, richly endowed with the works of your hand, raise up faithful kingdom workers who will genuinely embrace the people and the rich cultures sewn into the fabric of this nation. Through words and deeds, inspire these men and women to boldly bring the gospel to life, breaking down strongholds that honor traditional deities through ceremonial festivals and religious practices, traditions handed down by honored ancestors throughout the ages. As these dear brothers and sisters seek enlightenment, guide them toward the light of Christ. As they seek inner peace, fill them with the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Through the work of your Holy Spirit, free these people from deceptions that bring them harm. Open their hearts and minds to seek blessings from the author and perfecter of their souls. May your living word inspire them to bow and pay homage to the one true and sovereign God of the universe. Lord, reside in the hearts and souls of your precious children. May they come to know and experience the power and gracious love of Jesus, the Son of the living God, reigning in the land of the rising sun.
Amen. Thank you. Through the centuries, many missionaries go around the world, and there are many missionaries that I like, but my favorite missionary is Hudson Taylor, who dedicated his life in China. He was a British ministry and a founder of China Inland Mission. Taylor spent 51 years in China. The society that he began was responsible for bringing over 800 missionaries to the country that began 125 schools and directly resulted in 18,000 Christian conversions, as well as the establishment of more than 300 stations of work with more than 500 local helpers in all 18th provinces in China. Taylor was known for his sensitivity to Chinese culture and zeal for evangelism. He adapted wearing native Chinese clothing, even though that was rare among missionaries of that time. Taylor has been referred to as one of the most significant Europeans to visit China in the 19th century. Historian Ruth Tucker summarized that the theme of his life: no other missionary in the 19th century since the Apostle Paul has had a wider vision and has carried out plan of evangelism a broad geographical area that Hudson Taylor. Taylor was able to preach in several varieties of Chinese, including Mandarin, Chaozhou, and Wu dialects of Shanghai and Nigos. The last of these he knew well enough to help prepare a colloquial edition of the New Testament written in it. Apostle Paul said, "To the weak became as I weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." Hudson Taylor was such a person. This is a way he adopted, even wearing native Chinese, and he loved the Chinese. Then they accepted him and listened to his preaching. This is a way preaching. I learned many, many important things from Hudson Taylor. Think about it. When you come to Japan as a missionary and you just go to American restaurant and talk English, nobody got saved. So Hudson Taylor is really, really example of the missionaries. The China Inland Mission was formed under a deep sense of China's pressing need, and with an earnest desire to be constrained by the love of Christ and the hope of his coming, to obey his commandment to preach the gospel to every creature. Its aim is, by the help of God, to bring the Chinese to a saving knowledge of the loved God in Christ. Taylor had financial problems many, many times. Just even the breakfast, before he eat, he has nothing on his table. And his wife said, "Where is our food for breakfast?" And he said, "Just wait, God will prepare for us." And an hour later, he got a mail and had a check from England. Then he eat. He just don't worry about, his life. Christ will support. He supplies all our need. The tailor had really financial problem, but he always thanks God for his provision. The mission is supported entirely by the free will offering of the Lord's people. The needs of work are laid before God in prayer. No personal solicitations or collections being authorized. No more is expended than is thus received. Going into debt being considered inconsistent with the principle of entire dependence upon God. And in 1888, Taylor brought 14 missionaries from the United States. In the U.S., he traveled and spoke at many places, including the Niagara Bible Conference, where he befriended Cyrus Scofield, and later Taylor filled the pulpit of D.L. Moody. as a guest in Chicago, the Moody and Schofield thereafter actively supported the works of the China Inland Missions of North America. I don't agree everything what he said or what he did, but I was inspired. His dedications and his enthusiasm for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'd like to give my testimony also. Where I was born and raised in a Buddhist family, there were no Christians, no churches, no single witness in my hometown. We had about 30,000 people living in the central part of Japan. But one missionary came to my hometown from America. Actually, he is from Chattanooga. And it was my very first time to even see Americans. And I was so curious. And I want to say, Ohayou gozaimasu in English, which means good morning. So when I first met him, I said, Ohayou gozaimasu, American. I mean, good morning. Good morning, American. And he said, Ohayou gozaimasu, Japanese. He said in Japanese, Ohayou gozaimasu, that means good morning. And I was so surprised. He speaks Japanese. Very simple, but, you know, I was so happy. And I started joining the meeting that was held on Monday, you know, because missionary used to work in a big city on Sunday, and most of the missionary take rest on Monday. But he did not do it. He came to my town on Monday, and he started a Monday afternoon service for children and a Monday evening service for adults. And I started to learn, you know, what the Bible says. But to me, everything is very special and new. And I thought there are some Japanese name in it. But everything, John, Peter, Matthew, and Moses, there's no name, Honda Yamazaki or something, you know. So to me, it was very difficult to understand what the Bible said for the first few years when I was 10 years old. But I continued to attend the meeting because there is some very important message in my heart about what sin is and where am I going after I died. Actually, when I became 10 years old, my father passed away of cancer. And I thought, if I died, where am I going? And what is the purpose of my life? At that time, I was about 12. But our school teacher didn't give me answer. He always said to me, hey, Takuji, before you ask me that kind of questions, look at your grade of the math. Very bad. You have to study math first. So he didn't tell me anything about it. But the missionary told me about that. We are all sinners. And even though I worship Buddha and my ancestors every morning and every night, that is idol worship. As you know, the Buddha has an eye, cannot see. The Buddha has ears, cannot hear. Has mouth, cannot talk. And I still remember one time, that was the most important day for Buddhism, the August 15th. We have a Bon festival, and that is the very special festival for the Buddhist. And, a Buddha are so kind. So he opened the gate of the hell, and all my ancestors will come back home for 3 days. That is a day of Bon. And so that night, that days are very important. So every day, these 3 days, we offered fruits, rice, and soup in front of the ancestors and the Buddha. and I was responsible to put it. And one day in the summer, middle of the summer, it was very hot, and I was so hungry. And that was, you know, vacation time. And my parents were downstairs, and I thought, the missionary told me, idol has a mouth, cannot talk, cannot eat, and there is food. And I took it, one bananas, and I ate it. And I had an orange, and I took a nap. And a few hours later, my mother came up to worship Buddha. And she saw that the leftover of the bananas and everything. And she said, "Takuji, hey, you ate it. This is for Buddha. You cannot eat that." And I said, "No, I didn't. The Buddha ate. He was hungry." And my mother said, "Hey, Takuji, you stupid guy, Buddha could not eat." And I said, "Why you worship? Why you give this food to Buddha? It doesn't make sense, right?" And I have doubt. Buddhism doesn't help my future. And that a week later, we had a youth camp about your age. I was 14 years old. I participated at a vacation Bible school, and the second night of the meeting, I totally surrender my life to Christ. And I found out Jesus Christ died for my sins. And I raised my hand and accept Christ. I invite him to come into my heart. And the missionary opened the Bible, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." And he said, "Instead of the word, why don't you put your name here?" And I read it, "For God so loved Takuji Yamazaki." And I really found out personal salvation. Jesus Christ died for my sins. And I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And then I went back home and I started telling our friends and my mother about salvation. But they did not understand what I said, but continued to doing in that way. And since I lost my father, I started working the Toyota Automobile Company, making a Toyota Corolla. I was 16 years old. And that was a very big company. So I wanted to find a Christian friend there in this plant. 2,000 workers were working, doing other things. And I could not find any Christians in Toyota Company. I was shocked. So sometimes later, I asked the missionary, "Please send more missionaries so that I can find some Christian friend." And the missionary said, "I know. In Japan, we have less than 1% Christians. We are praying for that way. But Takuji, why don't you pray about it? You can do it." And I said, "I'm the shortest in my class, and I don't speak English at that time, and I have no talent." But he said, "You can pray it. God use you." And I started praying and started reading the Bible. How can I get out from this burden? But when I first read the Bible from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5, 7, it said, "Thou shalt not say, I am a child." So no excuse. And then later I read about another Bible, some portions, the book of James, chapter 1, 5, because I thought, I'm not smart. Maybe I will never learn English. And the book of James 1:5 said, "If you have the lack of knowledge, ask me, I will give it to you." So, and finally, I dedicated my life as a full time. And the question is, where should I go? And how to persuade my mother and my all relatives. They all were against to be a full-time workers for Jesus Christ. And it took 3 months to persuade my mother, but she never accept my future, future plans. Then finally, my uncle, who is working for Shinto Shrines, instead of on behalf of my father, he said, "Takuji, Yamazaki family has been Buddhist for 300 years in bloodlines. I am the only one Christian. So, Takuji, if you really give life to Christ, Christianity, you have to cut Yamazaki bloodline. In other words, you leave home, never come back." And I was so shocked. What shall I do? I was only 16 years, and I have $20 in my pocket. I don't know how to live in my future. And where should I ask? Only God. And the book of Hebrews said, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Trust me. Jesus Christ is the only provision. He supplies all our need. Don't worry in your future. Just leave home. God will provide." This is what I got. And I left home when I was 16 years old. I don't know where I live, but next Sunday I left home. I attend the Gamagori Baptist Church, and the pastor ask congregations, "Takuji is now homeless, homeless, but please help his place to live, to stay." And one of the members said, "We have a place to live. Please come and you help his, please help my children for teaching math and English as a tutor. And you have a free meal." And he gave me about $200 a month so that I was able to live there. And I went to school, high school. And later, we had a great mission conference in the city of Kobe. And I attended that meeting, and one of the famous pastors from America, from Chattanooga, Dr. Lee Robertson, he was the main speaker of that meeting, and he preached the gospel in English, and somebody, interpreted. And after the meeting, the missionary took me to the pastor, Lee Robertson, and this is Takuji. He introduced me. "This is Takuji Yamazaki. He's praying for going to the Bible school, and he doesn't know where, so please pray for him." And he said, "Why don't you come to Tennessee Temple? I'm going to help you. And I was just surprised. How? I'm not afford to go to America. No food, no money. And he said, "We have a scholarship program. You work 35 hours a week. In other words, 6 hours a day, then everything is okay." And I, with trust of Jesus Christ, and I went to Tennessee Temple University in 1973. And I still don't speak English very well. I know, howdy. I know the word greets. And I learned how to speak, English. Actually, I speak Japanese English with Southern accent. And 4 years later, finally, I was able to graduate from the Tennessee Temple University. And I went back to Japan as a missionary. But I often get asked, "Why Japan? Japan doesn't seem to fit the model of a mission field. Japan is home to some of the most respected corporations in the world industry, including Toyota, Sony, Nintendo, and Panasonic, Nissan, and so forth. The Japanese are polite and have a reputation for hard work and honor. Japan is the third largest economy in the world after the USA and China. It is a beautiful nation of many islands and also has one of the lowest crime rates in the world. But there is dark side, however. I'd like to show you some point why Japan. Number one, Japan has one of the highest suicide rate in the world, except for 2012, when the rate was slightly under 30,000 people. Every year for the last 14 years, Japan's annual suicide rate topped 30,000 people. The reason why 2012 is low is because that we had big earthquake in 2011. And people start thinking about the life, importance of life. So people are more thinking about your futures, our futures and life. So a little bit slow, but still Japan is a country of suicide. The number two is the word called hikikomori. Hikikomori. Definition is hikikomori is pulling inward. Being confirmed is a type of extreme depression that seems to exist only in Japan, I think. Though official numbers are around 700,000, since a lot of cases do not get reported, some estimate that more than 1.5 million young people, mostly men, are in hikikomori and have completely withdrawn from the society. Some have just locked themselves in a room and barely come out once a day to eat. Some have not spoken to or seen anyone for more than 2 years. Some say it is internal suicide. And number three, many young people in Japan live with no hope and no desire to make any change. Most young people could care less about country's politics or economic policies. Even many young people don't know the name of the prime minister. You know, it's very funny. You know, high school students don't know. Apathy around, all around. Only 36% of Japanese high school students feel they have worth as a person in a recent survey versus 75% of South Korea, 88% for China, and 89% for the US. And number four, Japan has one of the lowest birth rates in the world, along with the lowest longest life lived in people on Earth, which means there are lots of elderly people with very few young people. There are more cats and dogs in Japan than children under the age of 16. Number five, Japan is one of the most expensive nations in the world for expats. In 2012, Tokyo was the most expensive city in the world, and Osaka was number three. The Japanese government, via Prime Minister Abe's economic politics, known as Abenomics, has deflated the yen, and so the costs have decreased roughly 20% in the last year for those who utilize the American dollar. Yet, Japan is still one of the most expensive nations on Earth. So don't come to Tokyo. Come to Toyohashi, our city. It's better, you know. And number six, Japan has two of the largest metro areas in the world. Tokyo is the world's largest metro area with more than 35 million who lives in its metro area. If Tokyo were a nation by population, it would be the 35th largest nation in the world. If Osaka were a nation, it would be larger than 134 nations in the world, including Denmark, Netherlands, and Cambodia, and so forth. And number seven, this is very important. Japan is a nation with very few Christians. Japan's Protestant church attendance rate is 0.22%. The total Christian percentage, including Roman Catholic and even Jehovah's Witness cults, is less than 1%. Out of that 0.22% Protestant church attendance rate, some missionaries have said roughly 75% are confessing Christians. Roughly 75 to 80% of that number is evangelistic Christians. And roughly 10% of that number is Christians under the age of 30. While this state cannot be confirmed, if true, this means that less than 1 in 4,000 to 5,000 people under the age of 30 is a Christian. You know, very few. To compare the Christian rate of Japan with some neighboring nations, South Korea's Christian percentage is 20% or more, or greater. The China has roughly a 9% Christian rate, with more than 100 million Christians in both the state church and underground churches. Even North Korea is known to have a Christian population between 1 to 2%, even though missionaries are not allowed in North Korea. And number eight, the single largest Japanese church in Japan is roughly 1,000 congregation Yamato Calvary Chapel in Yokohama. That is a Pentecostal church. You know, that one church is the biggest. A second largest church in Osaka is St. Newtown Baptist Church. This is the largest church, independent Baptist church in Japan, and which has about 400 people who worship there every Sunday. All of these numbers, including children, the average size of a Japanese church is roughly 15 to 20 Japanese people, with the majority of people over the age of 50. By the way, the church I started at Toyohashi Grace Baptist Church some 30 years ago, that church, we have about 40 to 50 membership. And so pastors says that, Takuji, your church is the fastest growing church in Toyohashi area. But, you know, that's wonderful, but very, very, you know, very, very Christians is few. There is only one Christian worker per 150,000 Japanese people. This is the second lowest rate in the world, next to close Islamic nation, which has one Christian worker per 500,000 people. Why Japan? Simply put, there are few Christians, both Japanese Christians and missionary workers in Japan. Even with 100% freedom of religion, Christians in the USA often ask me, why is Japan's Christian percentage so low? My simple answer is that Japan needs more Christian workers. We urge you to pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. And it says in Matthew chapter 9, verse 38, after I graduate from Tennessee Temple University, I came back to Japan as a missionary. The Lord has given blessing to me. The Toyohashi Grace Baptist Church and Central Japan Bible Schools have started. The second stage of my missionary work and the challenge, the God also opened the door to serve with the Source of Light Ministries International at the Japan branch. Well, Source of Light Ministries is kind of a ministry to use the mail. So we call the Mailbox Club. Japanese people are really wants to the Bible because the Bible is the bestseller in the world, right? And also, even in Japan, the Bible is a bestseller. But many people even don't look at it. But they want to get it, and they want to read the Bible, the truth. Because of the Japanese, most of the Japanese people or the Buddhists, so they hesitate to go to church. And I am praying some way we can reach these people, especially young people. And we thought the Source of Light ministry is a perfect tool for evangelism. Start correspondent Bible schools for non-Christians and even young Christians. We're going to teach the basic truth of the Bible through the mail. And we started this ministry in 2000, about 13 years has passed. But now we have more than 800 people already taking the lessons. And every month we have about over 100 active students and about 40 associate schools. Even here in America, there are some Japanese workers living in America and take lessons. Even in China and Australia and Canada, who lives in some Japanese lives there for business and still taking lessons. And the people got saved. So we are really happy to do that. But we have to translate these lessons into Japanese. It takes much time, but we are happy, very happy doing that. But we need helpers, volunteer workers, or even short-term missionaries and young people. Please help our Ministry of Source of Light. And also, Toyohashi Grace Baptist Church has self-supporting church some years ago, and I entrusted a young pastor, so I started another church in the city of Okazaki, which is called Grace Chapel, Baptist Grace Chapel. And we need more workers. The book of John, the chapter 9, verse 4 said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, the night cometh, when no man can work. So before Christ comes here, the door is still open to every country. Maybe some of you have a burden for China, or some go to Philippines or Mexico. That's fine, wonderful. But if you pray for my country, Japan, it is great. Thank you very much for spending time to listen. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I wonder if, let's see, you back there, okay. I wonder if we could ask you a question or two. Could
yes.
you remind us of the population of Tokyo?
35
million, something like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he said
35 million.
And he said if it were a nation by itself, it would be the, did you say the 35th largest nation?
Is oh, yes, right,
if
right.
If it were a nation all by itself.
Yes, if Tokyo is a nation.
I heard a man, a missionary.
Including suburbs of Tokyo, yeah.
Wow. Well, I remember a missionary, I was, 21 years old, I think, when I heard this missionary in
yes.
Ohio say
yeah.
that there are 200,000 barbers, people that cut hair in Tokyo.
Oh,
200,000 people that make their living cutting hair in Tokyo alone.
Right.
Now that, by the way, you take everyone in Fayetteville and make them all barbers and stick them in Tokyo. That's the amount of people that make their living,
right.
living cutting hair. That is phenomenal. Now, listen very carefully. Some of you, my Korean friends, you were sent here because your parents thought they were going to get you an education to teach you English. Maybe that is why. And some of them sent you here because they thought you were going to come here and learn how to be businessmen and businesswomen and make money, American money. And there's plenty of it to make, no question. But I want you to consider the fact that maybe that's not the reason you're here at all. I want you to consider the fact that some of you folks that were born in America are fooling yourselves when you think in ninth grade you're going to get an NBA contract and you're 5'6". Okay? I think you need to start giving your mind to some things that matter. Yeah, I'm talking about eternally significant stuff. When you think about less than 1% of Japan being Christian, and you say that if a person doesn't believe on Christ, they go to hell forever. Think about the gravity of that situation when you're talking about what you're going to do when you get big. Okay, that is an enormous weight. And I wonder if there is anyone in this. We're not in here because hopefully we can eat up an entire school day. No, Mr. Farmer thought that this was a worthwhile thing to put back into your mind, something that isn't typically in a Christian school student's mind. And that is that there is a world. Look up here. I'm not praying. Look up here. There is a world that desperately needs a gospel witness and less super duper kids that graduate from Christian high schools. That is exactly the truth. Now, I don't know how long it's been since you've heard that, but while you're busy thinking about your big dreams, you must remember that out of all the things that Jesus could have told us before he went to heaven, he didn't talk to us about building nifty buildings, and he didn't talk to us about starting blogs, and he didn't talk to us about being great champions for Christ. He talked to us about discipling the nations, all the nations. It is your responsibility, J.J. Morales. It is your responsibility, Brandon Mamie. It is your responsibility, ahead of you. It is your responsibility to reach the world with your generation. To where Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:34, "Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." My dear friends, it is time for us to take personal responsibility. I'm talking to you. It is time for us to take personal responsibility for the salvation of the world, the whole world, through the sovereign hand and the worthy gospel that saves souls. Look up here. Look up here. It's really important that you take personal responsibility for this. Imagine a world where you seniors have been sitting in classes now for about 5 months learning about world religions, and we spent a couple weeks talking about Buddhism. Immediately, what you should be thinking about, unless all you're concerned about was passing an exam, is, I wonder what type of Buddhist he was. And you should be thinking about what you learned. That wasn't just to make you a smart American school kid. It was so that you can be better equipped to win the world to Jesus. Now, I'm going to make a promise to you. If some of you don't go, I am going. I am not waiting on you anymore. If some of you don't leave comfortable America, this guy is going. We can't all stay. Well, that was quite the addendum.
Amen.
I certainly appreciate you sharing your heart with us about Hudson Taylor and your conversion. Was Roland Simeonson the man
yes.
that won you to Christ?
Yes, sir.
This church supported
mm-hmm.
him
mm-hmm.
when he was
yes.
in Tokyo winning
yes.
you to Christ.
Right.
Isn't that something? Or in Japan winning you to Christ. Well, you have 10 or 12 minutes, so at 10:50, be back in here ready to go. Thank you,
yes,
brother.
Yes, thank you.